A Tibetan Buddhist mandala, like this example, functions as a chart or map of a spiritual realm. It usually includes a square palace structure at the center, surrounded by multiple concentric circles. At the center of the palace here, you'll find a dark, ferocious being with many arms, trampling the bodies of demons. His name is Yamantaka Vajrabhairava. He's a wrathful manifestation of the Bodhisattva of wisdom, Manjushri. Manjushri assumes the form of Yamantaka to overcome the power of death. Look closely. You'll see that Yamantaka's palace has four gates facing the cardinal directions. Concentric circles around the palace represent different spheres of existence. The larger, dark circle has many small figures, including body parts and bones. This depiction of a graveyard appears on many mandalas. It represents the earthly sphere of suffering and death. The donors who commissioned the silk tapestry appear in the two lower corners, an unusual touch for a mandala. Two Mongol emperors of China kneel at the lower left. The one on the far left was the great-great-grandson of the Mongol invader Kublai Khan, founder of the Yuan dynasty. The emperor's wives occupy the lower right corner. Both wear tall Mongol headdresses.